I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's not super surprising that our last interview on The Rough Draft Diaries, which was a Bowling Green professor, nominated another Bowling Green professor for this episode. We're talking to Catherine Mizell, who works in the Ethnomusicology Department at Bowling Green State University. Ethnomusicology is the study of music and people, which could practically be the title for this week's episode. We're talking about a project Catherine worked on, a project that began back in March of 2018.
There was a series of protests that was led by students all over the country and actually all over the world, but centered in the United States. And it followed a mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And the first of these protests was a walkout. And these walkouts, they weren't all political protests in the way that we might think of them. They weren't necessarily partisan protests. They were memorializing the students who had died and other students who had died in other mass shootings. They were expressing the kind of fear that students live with every day when they go to school, when they have drills, when they have actual lockdowns, which happens very frequently.
Catherine was glued to the news the majority of the next few days, watching the documentation of these protests. And she noticed the music, civil rights-sounding anthems created by students. Catherine wrote a simple Facebook post stating, "I hope someone is recording these songs." And her friend commented back and said, "I think I know someone."
So I was introduced to Jim Pugh, who's the CEO of Little Village Foundation. He works with artists who would be marginalized out of the mainstream music industry, and he records albums with them at no cost to the artist. And so he does all of this work basically for free. He raises money, right? He's a really great fundraiser, and he has other people he works with who help him with that. And we recorded most of the students ourselves. We flew to a few different places in the country. So we ended up with 11 tracks. Many of the students on this album are survivors of gun violence, either in school shootings or other contexts. There is no unified political statement here. It's just students expressing their needs, and their primary need is to feel safe in school.
They named the album Raise Your Voice, with all the proceeds going to Every Town for Gun Safety, a nonprofit that helps victims of gun violence while also researching and studying policy change. It features songs by Tyler Suarez, whose aunt was killed at Sandy Hook, the St. Paul High School students who all experienced gun violence, and Sawyer Garrity and Andrew Pena, two students who survived the Parkland shooting.
I was only 16 when the man came down to pull it. With big dreams in my heart, I got shot down by a bullet. And
I set up this interview with Catherine, as with most Rough Draft Diaries interviews, about a week or two before our scheduled meeting. That means, at that time, the last act of gun violence largely reported in the news was the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California on July 28th. By the time of our August 5th interview, two more massacres had happened, one in El Paso, the other in Dayton, Ohio, not too far from us. I felt exhausted by the time I showed up in Catherine's office to chat, feeling like a new shooting is reported every other week, that it happens over and over again, and we're never making headway on solving a very complicated problem. I shared these feelings with Catherine. She, however, had a different point of view on the subject.
One of the amazing things about the protests that happened in 2018 is that they did actually affect change. So, bump stocks were actually banned March 26th this year. There have been a number of federal and state legislations all over the country that have addressed background checks, that have addressed domestic violence and the availability of guns. And I think, when I was saying it's so overwhelming and so heartbreaking, this album, it reminds me that there is this underlying sense of hope that the youngest generation is realizing that they're not powerless, that they actually have the opportunity and they have the power to make change. I don't think that my generation felt that. There was this John Mayer song, Waiting on the World to Change. that's it, right? Like, we're just waiting on the world to change. This generation is not waiting around. That does actually fill me with hope for the future. It shouldn't be their responsibility. But I'm just so, so grateful to everyone who has been involved in this, and the students who are, you know, beautiful souls who have a lot to say, and who want to use their voices to encourage other young people to use their voices.
No, we can't keep standing still, 'cause look what good that's done. No, we can't keep waiting round and praying for something different. If now is not the time to make a change, then when is it?
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.